And now on TBA, Mission to the Unknown. Hello, welcome, all that.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here to talk about a great episode.
Who are you?
I'm Peter. I represent the North.
Of TBA fame?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
Mate, you're not welcome here, I'm sorry. Anyway, today it's the God Complex. First, we're going to talk about whatever was top of the box office. I think it's in the US, and whenever it's on top of the UK singles charts when this was broadcast in whatever year, 2011, whatever. So I'm going to give you a choice of what I want you to do first. What do you want to guess, the movie or the song first?
Or do I get a hint? Because
you get three hints.
2011?
You get three hints.
Okay.
For each.
Do the movie first.
Okay. It was a re-release of a classic movie. It was involved in a defamation of character lawsuit and inspired a Broadway show.
Ah, in 2011.
Just think about a classic movie that inspired a Broadway show that was re-released recently in 3D.
In 3D.
That involves royalty of some sort.
I have no clue. Give me someone who's in it.
Matthew Broderick. Jeremy Irons, James Earl Jones, that guy from that mouse movie. Okay, it involves animals and royalty.
Oh, okay. The Lion King.
Yeah.
3D. I had no recollection that they re-released The Lion King in 3D.
But they did. So,
and it was top of the charts.
Top of the box office in America. The song. Okay, the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the album Young, Foolish, Happy. It was nominated for British Single at the 2012 Brit Awards. And if you want, I can give you the first four lyrics of the song.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. I bought a new pair of shoes. I got a new attitude, comma, when I walk, apostrophe, because I'm so over you and it's all about tonight. I can give you another clue if you want.
Yeah.
I just said the title of the song.
Oh, All About Tonight?
Yeah.
By?
Pixie Lott.
Oh, your favorite artist.
I literally have no idea what any of those words mean.
Well, that was shit. So, a movie that already existed, and a song no one knows.
Yeah, that did not go well at all. So, I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing...
What are you going to play?
Who knows, really, to be honest. Can make it up as I go along. When we come back, we'll talk about the God Complex and why it's not very good.
We'll return after these messages.
Coming soon to theaters.
I think you're making a big, big mistake.
What?
Don't do this.
What are you talking
Please
about?
Please don't do this.
You said you liked this idea.
You're going to look stupid,
You
man.
Said you would
you're
do it.
You're going to look weird.
Come on, let's just do it. Wait a minute. What do you use these for?
My body.
A tumor?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Hey, that doesn't make any sense, though. I mean, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I recycle.
How do you feel right now?
Fine. You know, I can't remember being so calm in a long time.
Would you describe what you're feeling as a kind of numbness?
Described as fine.
You're young. Young people beat cancer all the time. Every celebrity beats cancer.
Tom Green.
Guy from Dexter. Lance Armstrong. He keeps getting it.
I'm moving in.
No, Mom, no.
I'm your mother,
no.
Adam.
Wait, exactly.
You want to make a room?
Oh, thanks, I'm all right.
There's weed in him.
You got a prescription for medicinal marijuana?
No, I got a prescription.
Well, what's wrong with you?
I have night blindness.
We shouldn't have done this.
Yeah, big mistake.
You're using your balls trimmers instead of going to a bar.
I never watch them ever.
Hello?
Hey, it's Adam.
Adam? What's going on?
It's probably having a nervous breakdown.
What are your chances?
It said 50-50.
It's not that bad. If you were a casino game, you'd have the best odds.
It's what everybody's been saying. You'll feel better and don't worry and this is all fine and, like, it's not.
You can't change your situation. The only thing that you can change is how you choose to deal with that. One smile.
Really think that a girl's gonna go for me just because I have cancer?
For the millionth time, yes!
Great song.
Totally.
I have cancer.
I was wrong. Nice it was to meet it you. Was weird. It's weird like that.
No, that's
it's not
too
it, soon. It doesn't sound cool.
No.
And we're back. Okay, so the God Complex, aka the Curse of Fenric.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, it opens up with this policewoman who is scared of Harambe the gorilla. Rest in peace, you noble warrior. And then she starts saying, praise him. And then basically turns out that they're in a hotel and all the rooms are filled with stuff that scares people. And then it turns out that there's a Minotaur on board who isn't a Minotaur. He just looks like one. And then it turns out that it's feeding on faith, not fear. And the doctor's basically killed three people. And then he rips off Sylvester McCoy at the end by breaking Amy's faith in him. And then he drops him off home and then goes off to meet James Corden. So that's about it.
Do you think Amy having door number 7 was a reference to Sylvester McCoy?
I think her having door number 7 was a reference to the score out of 10 that it should be given.
Fair enough. I thought you were going to give it lower than that.
No, it's like, I'm looking at my notes now, and my notes make every sense. It's written down, like, every Toby Whitehouse script he's ever written is literally the same script, just with nouns switched out.
To be fair, I think this is probably his second best story.
I think School Reunion's first, then probably this, then Vampires of Venice, then The Flood, I suppose, whatever that one was. And then if he's written any other ones, I can't really remember because...
What did you call that one? Town Called Mercy.
Oh, God, yeah, that's probably lower than the Flood episode, to be honest. But
well, that's
another story for another.
True.
I want to ask you something because I was trying to figure it out. Why is everyone so annoying in this?
I was thinking, even the doctor's annoying.
Like Howie, and then David Walliams. He's okay for what he's giving. He's okay.
I think this is quite a good Rory episode.
It is.
He was the least annoying.
But he's literally smashed against the wall at the end of it.
When the Minotaur opens the door and flings him at the wall.
It's quite appropriate because that kind of sums up his entire character arc. He's just flung against the wall and forgotten about for the rest of the time. Why does, when Gibbous goes into his room, which is with the Weeping Angels, why doesn't he start praising straight away afterwards?
And why does the Minotaur die even though Gibbous is still alive and has faith?
And why is he all sassy at the end? He's like, oh, you should, like, a great warrior who should be dead. And he's like, I wasn't talking about me, I was talking about you, mate. And he died. Like, what? Like, it makes, like, no sense. Because he wants to die, but then he's just like, I'll die, but I'll piss all over you.
Why, at the end, when the whole hotel folds up, does the little do not disturb sign not fold up?
I'm still going to presume the doctor had a lot of them, and it was like an outside thing.
I felt like with the introduction of Rita, it sort of made like Amy pointless for the first three quarters of it. Like, she didn't have much to say or do. I hate it when they do this where they introduce like someone who you really like and would make a much better companion than the one you already have, and then they're just like, nope, you're stuck with them for another.
It was the same last week. I have like nothing to say about this. Like, I have no interest in it, like, at all.
I think it's good, but it came in a time where, do you remember a time where I didn't really like Matt Smith?
Yeah.
And like, this didn't help, but now, like, on reflection, I do like Matt Smith. I like what he did, and I like his riffs on My Bae Troughton, but like, he was quite annoying in this episode. Like, I watched this as a standalone yesterday. I didn't watch any other ones, so it just reminded me of like how little love I have for season 6. But most people hate season 6 because they think it's convoluted and like too plot heavy or arc heavy. But I don't know, I just don't like the episodes.
Probably the least we'll ever talk about the God Complex, I think. Okay, I think we better move on. I think maybe it's time for another break, just to fit something else in here that isn't me trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. So we'll be back with trivia and maybe another little game. So
I love it.
Okay, be right back in any minute.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Coming soon to own on DVD.
Transformers 3.
Our entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
If you breathe a word of what you've seen here, we'll do time for treason.
Everything humans know of our planet, we were told, had been shared. You lied to us. You've made a grave mistake.
Took over the planet.
You'll be fine. I promise it.
It's over. I'm sorry, but it's over.
Optimus!
Your faith in us, but never in yourselves. From here, the fight will be your own.
And we're back, okay. Okay, this is the trivia game.
Okay, I'm ready.
You'll be put on the leaderboard. Now, currently, Sam is top of the leaderboard with 3 points. Okay. You can possibly overtake him if you get all your answers right. So,
okay, how many questions are there?
Okay, so basically there's 3 bits of real trivia taken from IMDb, and okay, 3 bits of trivia I've made up.
Right.
So you have to figure out which one's real and which one's fake. And if you get them all, okay, if you get like them all right, it's going to be 2 points per right answer, and if you get 2 answers wrong, you lose all your points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so trivia. The doctor's room is number 11. Matt Smith is the 11th doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Okay, that
true
was,
or false?
Yeah.
That is, in fact, true.
Yeah, that was IMDb's stellar example of trivia.
Well, is he the 11th Doctor, if you count the War Doctor?
At this point, he was. So...
Okay, IMDb.
Okay. The original choice for Gibbous was Rob Brydon, Welsh comedian Rob Brydon, but he had to drop out days before filming began because he confused what the role was. He thought he was voicing the Minotaur, and so went on holiday because he could do the voiceover in post production in a couple of months' time. Is that true or false?
False.
That is false. At the time of the script read through, Lucy Hayward, who is the policewoman, her name was Lucy Miller, and they changed it because they realized that they already had a Lucy Miller character who was pretty big.
Lucy Miller. I want to believe that's true for Big Finish.
So you're saying true?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Oh, how did they forget that they have a companion called Lucy Miller?
I don't think Toby Whithouse listens to Big Finish, to be honest.
Cheeky.
Okay, trivia. True or false? Okay, this is to... I think you've overtaken Sam now, so that's kind of just to cement your lead.
Okay.
Yep. The episode was originally a thriller centered around the Doctor and whichever companion he had working with the Djun to dismantle an explosive called the Bommy.
What's the Djun called? Dead?
From Oregon, I believe. But no one's going to get that.
No one in the world is going to get that.
Except Deb. If you're listening, Deb, hello.
So sorry, but that's false. But I really wish it wasn't.
That joke, by the way, is like 5 years old at this point. It's probably older than the episode.
That's shocking. I'll get glue.
Yeah, okay. I have like 2 bits of trivia left. If you want to have like
I'm ready. I'm in the zone.
Okay. There's 2 bits left. If you get this wrong, you lose all your points.
Okay.
If you get this right, you get 1 point.
Oh, wow. The stakes are truly high.
Yeah. Okay, so listen to both bits of trivia and then decide afterwards which one's real. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
David Walliams, guest star in this, was previously a candidate for the 10th Doctor. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or the original villain for this episode was a cloud.
That's tough. But I think lots of people were in the running for the 10th Doctor, and David Walliams liked Doctor Who and was known to like Doctor Who, so I'll say that one is true.
Peter Quinn?
Oh, yeah.
You are top of the leaderboard.
Huzzah!
Oh, top.
Have you seen that post where it's like all the people who were considered to be the 8th Doctor?
Yeah, it's like Jeff Goldblum.
It's crazy!
Yeah.
It's like... there, my voice just went really high there. It's crazy!
To be fair, like... anyone who's eccentric would probably be chosen for the role.
It was so, like, where did I read that? But it was, like, 8 pages long. It's like any actor ever. They were thinking, oh, this person.
It's like when, I think it was Spielberg or, like, Touchstone or Disney wanted to make a Doctor Who movie, and they wanted either Michael Jackson or Bill Cosby, which, in retrospect, if you're going to have Michael Jackson or Bill Cosby, it probably would have been not looked too kindly upon at this point.
True.
Yeah, well, that's literally all they have, so...
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
David, what's a loser in K-K-K-Klingon?
Oh, God. They... like... well, can I just point out again, just another thing? Rory goes like, Harry was looking over a stammer. He was going to say this and that. How does he know? Because he never like speaks to Howie in depth about the stammer and
exactly. He speaks to him once and makes fun of him for having a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and he stops talking to him.
Also, I watched it on Netflix and I too got that weird
AME
recap that like ruined, you know, like I like the stinger at the start where it goes into the title sequence. But then that thing just like ruined it.
I think it was on like American TV at one point because I remember people talking about it before, but I don't know why this took it in there because it's like really awkward.
Also, like I don't know if it's on every episode in that season, but I really hope it isn't. But then why would it just be on that one?
And I didn't bother check. Like, I went straight into watching whatever episode is we're talking about next time, which I'm not going to reveal until the stinger at the end of this that no one listens to. So.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah. Anyway, this has been the most awkward half an hour you'll ever listen to in your life, I think. But that's it. If there's any plugs you want to give for anything.
Listen to the Macro Tower.
This is the official line from the official company behind this, because you are a freelancer at this point. Don't listen to the Macro Tower and hate The Rescue.
No.
Don't
watch Deadly Assassin. It's bad.
We'll be going out with, it has nothing to do with this, but I've listened to a lot recently, Cyndi Lauper and Shaggy covering, performing Girls Just Want to Have Fun, because they like having fun saying Klingon a lot, so it counts. Okay, and bye-bye.
Bye.
Which isn't easy in such a tight spot.
You should be used to tight spots by now.